USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland appearing before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday for testimony in the ongoing impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump is questioned by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
The best direct evidence we have is actually what the president told you. I want nothing. There is no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do exactly what he campaigned on. And when that became clear to us, guess what? They got the money. They got the money. God bless America. It all worked out, right? This is crazy what we're going through, because the facts are so darn clear.
General Motors will not have to pay damages for an ignition switch defect that killed 124 people. A court ruled the automaker isn't liable for accidents that happened after its 2009 bankruptcy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Democrats are preparing for a presidential debate in Atlanta tonight. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
10 Democratic presidential hopefuls will be filling the debate stage tonight. Journalists from MSNBC and The Washington Post will be quizzing former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders and Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and businessmen Andrew Yang and Tom Steyer will fill out that lineup.
Former Baltimore Mayor Democrat Kathleen Pugh is indicted on 11 counts of federal tax and wire fraud. U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland Robert Hurst says the citizens of Baltimore are the real victims in this case.
The people of Baltimore expect, and they should expect, that elected officials place the interests of their citizens above their own.
Prosecutors allege that Pugh defrauded area business and nonprofit organizations. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Judiciary Committee member John Kennedy defended his questioning of the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons about convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's death. The Republican senator from Louisiana tells Fox News that the way this whole thing is being handled is why the American people don't trust folks in Washington.
Well, it's symptomatic of the mistrust that people not only have in entrenched politicians, but in the entire managerial elite up here.
Exactly.
The bureaucrats, the academics, the journalists, the corporate phonies. I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush, but all academics are not in the managerial elite. But many of them are, and the American people, a large portion of the American people, elected President Trump for two reasons. First, Trump doesn't talk down to people. He didn't talk down to them. And secondly, many Americans voted for him as an insult to the managerial elite.
That's right.
And by the managerial elite, I mean everybody in this town who thinks they're smarter and more virtuous than the average American.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of them.
To take us with you wherever you go, you can download the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.